Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the book of Lamentations, written by the prophet Jeremiah, the third chapter, beginning with verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Just a few days ago, we had a lunar eclipse when the Earth causes a shadow between the sun and the moon and produces what is called a blood moon, a kind of a reddish tint to the moon. If you've looked up any of the pictures from that, it was really quite an event. Maybe some of you even got up early enough in the morning to go out and watch that. A solar eclipse is even more impressive when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun in such a way that it covers the sun for us, especially when it's a total eclipse. That's such an impressive thing. It's just amazing how the size of the moon proportionately fits exactly to the edges of the sun. It's amazing what that explosion of gases billions of years ago could do, isn't it? Just the precision of that, just absolutely amazing. You know, we wake up every morning to the sunshine, or at least the sun rising, even if it's under clouds for us. We wake up to that and we just expect that every day and actually start to take it for granted. But not only is the sun in the rising for us in that way, of course, as the Earth is spinning, not only is the sun rising for us to mark, as the book of Genesis says, seasons and days and years, but the prophet Jeremiah uses that daily event to remind us of the grace of God and the mercy of God toward us and how it's there every day. It's fresh and new every day. Now, before we look at the text, just a little bit of a background about the book of Lamentations, because we probably don't hear a lot from it. It's only used once in the historic reading cycle, and this is that text. The book of Lamentations is sometimes called an appendix to the work of the prophet Jeremiah. It was written about the 6th century B.C., at a time when Jerusalem had been destroyed. The Jewish people were known for writing songs and poetry during times when they felt tremendous hurt in order to express that. And we see that often in the Psalms as well. And when there had been a death in the family or destruction of a city or their nation had been invaded, a lot of times they would use poetry and song as a way to express that. And that's what we have before us here. But despite sitting in the middle of all of this destruction and all of the sadness and the gloom that had come with the destruction of their city, Jeremiah is expressing that the believer is still able, every day that the sun rises, the believer is still able to see the goodness and the mercy of God in his faithful promises to his believers. Commenting on the text in front of us, Dr. Walther, back in the 1800s, used the imagery of a mother in the morning getting up and nursing her little child. He says this, "Each morning without fail, God lifts us up like a newborn baby to a mother's bosom and grants us his grace anew." So why is it so essential and necessary that God's grace rises upon us every day just like the sunshine? Well, the reason is that you and I sin daily and deserve nothing but punishment. And your conscience, my conscience, knows that. Pet sin is an expression that sometimes gets used to talk about the things that trouble us and nag us on a daily basis. Pet sin. I remember the first time I heard that, I went up and asked my teacher after class, "What do you mean by pet sin? I'd never heard that before." And he said, "Well, just like a little girl might have a pet cat that she takes care of and keeps on her lap and everything, there are certain sins that just seem to kind of show up to us every day and trouble us and nag us every day." And as soon as he said that, my conscience, bingo, identified with that. I knew exactly what he was talking about, just like you do right now. To the concept of certain sins that just keep coming back and showing up on our lap, that keep showing up day after day after day after day. And we start to get used to them. And sometimes, like a pet, we coddle them too. And we like to actually take care of them. Well, it's because of this daily, daily, relentless problem that you and I have with our sin that God's mercy has to be so refreshing every day. There was a monk that Martin Luther used to go and confess his sins to. And he once wrote this about himself. Even though he was living in a monastery trying as best as he could to keep himself away from the wickedness of the world, this is what he wrote. "More than 1,000 times I have vowed to God that I would improve, but I have never performed what I have vowed." So that's the reason that we need to know about the daily mercy of God that rises to us every morning. Now, if you think about yourself, or I think about myself when it comes to showing mercy to someone or forgiveness to someone. Maybe someone's done something wrong against you, and we can show them kindness and forgiveness and things, but it's kind of tough to do. And maybe a couple days later, we start remembering what they did, and man, we're starting to fill with animosity toward them again, and we have to go back and remind ourselves, okay, I've got to be forgiving toward them. It's very difficult. What really makes it hard is when that person couldn't care less, and maybe they keep on doing it. That's really difficult to ever show somebody mercy over and over again. Thank God he's not like us. Thank God that his mercy is fresh and new and complete every day. Every day that the sun rises on you and me. God never stops considering, never stops to consider how often he has to forgive you. He never stops to consider how big and bad the sin was. He never stops to consider, well, this has gone on way too long. But every morning, his mercy and his forgiveness and compassion because of Christ shows up brand new to us, just like the sun rising every day. The Hebrew word that's used here for new, that it's new every day, is a word that's used to describe something that's fresh. That's something that has been renewed. It's not stale. It's not old. That's a beautiful picture of God's grace. Just like a bubbling brook, a fresh spring brook that just keeps pouring out a fresh supply of water. God's grace and mercy toward us because of Christ never stops. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us day after day, every day the sun rises, from all of our sin. There are no limits to it. There's no end date to it. It just keeps going and going. And that's why our Lord Jesus, when he established the Holy Supper for us to come to, he said, "Do this often." He didn't think we're just going to need it once or twice or three times in our life. "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." He knew we need that. He knows we need it every day. Let me close today with a story that we find in the last chapter of St. John. This is after our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. He's already appeared to his disciples before. But then they have this interesting story where they're out fishing on the boat. And they suddenly see this man making breakfast in the early morning sunlight. And they recognize that it's Jesus. And as soon as one of the disciples knows that it's Jesus, Peter, and remember what happened to Peter? How he had denied Christ? You can only imagine how his conscience had been bugging him and nagging at him because of that. And here Peter, when he hears that it's Jesus, we're told he jumps into the water and he swims to the shore. He must come and meet the face of his Lord. And in that little breakfast morning scene, Jesus comes to him and so gently reinstates him as a believer in his church, in fact, even sends him out to be one of the great apostles of his church. May you and I swim to Christ every day, every sunrise, every morning, and live and bask in the sunshine of his daily and eternal mercy. Amen. Please rise. I invite you to join me today in the prayer for Friday morning found on page 170, in the front part of your hymn book. Abba, my dear Father, help me this morning and always that I may worship you in spirit and truth and desire nothing but that which is in accord with your will. Enlighten me with your Holy Spirit and cleanse my conscience from all dead works, that today and evermore I may serve you in faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and in love to him. For you have given and bestowed upon me your beloved Son, who has made to me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Grant also that I may not resist your grace and turn your great gift from me, but that I may receive your Son in my heart and not live to myself, but to him who was delivered for my sins and raised again for my justification. Lord, this shall be my glory and my joy, to draw from you as the true fountain for grace, strength and blessing unto every good work. Do not leave me nor forsake me. Amen.